Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Gator, I got a hypothetical we'll get to you. Probably in the 1 o'clock hour, potential future Tiger move. Gator finished the show quarterback, which was good sesh for you last night. Was it five episodes?
No, four.
Four, okay. It's a really good show. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Sheldon is in Detroit and on 97.1 a ticket. Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, guys. What I'm tired of hearing is the word need for the best record in baseball. This word need is like, listen, man, from 2 to 6, I'm not going to say the names of the hosts, but they create an angst with the fans on every single team. Like, you have to become the best team on paper. And the best team, you know, it's so many teams better than the Tigers in baseball right now on paper. And, you know, rosters are better than the Tigers, but the way AJ is managing the team is making them, you know, better than everybody else by 3 games. Quit saying what we need, what you would want the team to have to be comfortable to win a World Series, or what you would want, or what you think, you know, would make us better possibly. But when we're the best team in baseball and we're holding that consistently 24 games over 500, not a 500 team trying to make the playoffs or trying to, you know, get in the wild card, we're the best team. We don't need anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's an interesting debate at what sense of urgency there should be to add to this team. And I'm not that mad at people that really want to go out and, you know, add a great player. I'm not mad at them at all. What bothers me is if they don't pull off a trade like that and it doesn't work out, the turnaround and blast the team for not doing it for a trade that we weren't even sure was available. Like you know, if they don't win it, if they don't win the World Series this year, and one person says to me, I knew they should have traded for Paul Skeens, I'll go crazy, right? Because
if we were in threat of not making the playoffs, we are in threat of not, you know, winning a division. We have the best record in baseball, the best record, and we're winning series after series after series, and it's like, do we need Paul Skeens? We would love him, but do we need him? We don't need him. And somebody called earlier talking about, you know, breaking up, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and breaking up what we already have. I think it's like the Pistons. We have one superstar, and that's Skubal. But it's like the Pistons, when they won in 2004, they didn't have a superstar. We can win the World Series with this roster. And if we don't win with this roster, then maybe somebody, you know, with a way better roster might win it. And look, if we get Paul Skeens or another good player, we're still not going to have the best roster in baseball. We're still not. So
They'll be a lot closer. But anyway, yeah, Sheldon, I hear where you're coming from, but it's okay to want to improve the roster. But there's definitely a variance in how the sense of urgency to do so. 248-539-9797. AJ's in Pontiac, and next here on 97.1. Hello, AJ.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I guess a few guys stole my thunder, but need and change would be my biggest tired of hearing, because when you've got a manager and a coaching staff and the entire roster meshing like the Tigers do, what change do you actually need? I mean, if you want to make a blockbuster trade, who are you going to have to give up to get that blockbuster trade, and how does it affect your team chemistry in the locker room? Personally, I like them the way they are. We've never had a team leading the entire league in a long time. And if you like the other guy said, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Well, there's the one thing that I'm cognizant of, and I keep bringing this up, and I think it's something to keep in mind. Yesterday, Jeff Passan on ESPN did a story about the perfect fit for every team. And Detroit's perfect fit was David Bednar, the bullpen arm out of Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. which would be a really nice addition. The Yankees' perfect fit was Eugenio Suarez, which feels like a much bigger move. Maybe not more important. You know, that would be a really important move for the Tigers.
Yankees have a need at third base.
But somebody else is going to do something big that can completely change the American League chase, right? And so that's where the word need comes in to me, is what if somebody else swings for the fences and the Tigers don't? Then you kind of get up in the, you allowed somebody to pass you potentially. So I think that is there a Scott Harris moves that he is working on, and then bigger moves he's working on in case somebody else gets hyper aggressive? I don't know. I don't know if that's a GM's work that way to be ready to react. I think they probably do, to be ready to react if somebody else goes huge.
This is where I'm going to defer to Harris and really more A.J. Hinch, because A.J. Hinch has been in the game longer than Scott Harris has. But Scott Harris has been with some really good organizations prior to coming to Detroit, and now he's more than has his feet wet here in Detroit. But those two guys can make the decisions. I don't have a problem with them making the decisions on what has to happen. Mm-hmm. They know what's best for the team. They know what best fits for the team. They know who doesn't fit for the team, which might be more important than anything else.
Are you talking about in the clubhouse or on the field?
Both.
Okay.
And I think maybe more so with the clubhouse, because this is where I'm kind of going at, is that, you know, you don't want to just move and go ahead, let's make this upgrade to this position. If the guy that you're moving out is beloved and huge in the clubhouse, I mean, not just beloved because everybody likes other players, but if he does things for this team that other guys don't do, and these two know what they're doing when it comes to building this roster and building this team. There's enough evidence over the last year to give you that thought, or let alone the last couple of years, with players that they've added, signings they've made. It's nobody expected this team to be where they're at today based on where they were at a year ago. It's a dramatic difference. And no, they don't have an all-star at every position, but they do have six of them.
Right.
They do have three starters in the All-Star game, and maybe a fourth if Tarik Skubal actually gets the start, but you know, basically they have four starters in the All-Star game. And one of the guys that's been invited to play in the All-Star game now, and Zach McKinstry, he's not a household name, but he's doing household name stuff this year.
Yeah. Yep. 248-539-9797. Jay in Bloomfield is next. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
I wasn't going to call in, but then I hear all this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's totally fine. But this is also baseball. You gotta take into account something's likely to happen. Given our position, you gotta be buyers. And also, all your other competition is likely going to pick somebody up.
Yep.
She had to improve with them.
Yep. I don't disagree with that. I mean, look, I think that they're,
so where do you want to improve though, Jay?
I mean, I think it's bullpen and a right-handed bat. I think we could get by with our starters, honestly. I don't think you need to make a big move on Skeens, but obviously that'd be amazing. But you got to be realistic too. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so you want to add a bat. What kind of bat do you want to add to the lineup?
Ooh, good question. I mean, all this talk on Bregman, but isn't that a little big, though?
Well, I can't imagine.
I mean, it
he's
is,
really
but now,
available.
Okay, now let's say you add a third baseman, whether it's Bregman or Suarez. Okay, great. So who gets moved out?
I think Parker Meadows. I think the trickle down effect.
Meadows, and yeah, you gotta go. Who's hot in the back? Is like, I mean, he is great defensively, but that's a good point. It's whoever has the coldest bat, you got to send out because we're so solid defensively. You can move guys around.
Yeah, you can, but you'll eventually find a way that you've made the team worse defensively. Let's say you'd go ahead and you take Parker Meadows out because you can put Javi Baez in center field. Javi played great in center field. Well, then who becomes the shortstop? Is Zach McKinstry your shortstop? Because he's not nearly as good as Javi Baez.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I get it. You've added a third baseman, but if you add Suarez, Suarez is not a very good fielder.
Nah, you're right.
But he can hit for power. I'm just saying that, like, the adding the whole, and this is why adding the right-handed bat in the lineup thing with me is what drives me nuts. Because people, and I'm not yelling at you, Jay. It's hard to really picture what has to happen if you do that. The ripple effect it has on the rest of the lineup and where it goes. And okay, I mean, I've always been a big proponent of who cares, just make an upgrade there, right? But in this team, it actually does make a difference because it changes dramatically who plays where and how often they play it. That's why I look at the bullpen. That's a spot that I think you can really make an upgrade.
I would love to see Mason Miller in there. You know, you give some guys some relief. But I mean,
thank you for the phone call. The easiest thing to do when you talk about who might get squeezed out is add a bullpen arm. There's a couple guys right now at the big league level that they can send back down to Toledo with no, that they're easy to upgrade over. You know, when we, and I, you know, you were quizzing the listener and I answered and I apologize for that. But if you do add a third baseman, the trickle down effect probably leads to Parker Meadows or Matt Vierling getting squeezed out when both those guys right now are trying to get their legs under him, especially like Meadows last year was such a huge part of that run to the postseason. I mean, he hit 300. His OPS was 8-something. He played great in the outfield. He was an extra base power. He was speed on the base pass. It was like he was like a sudden perfect post-trade deadline addition to this team. Parker Meadows came back from Toledo and was great. He's been nowhere near that this year so far, but he also was hurt, missed spring training, weird injury. You know, I don't know how long he gets to try and find the form. AJ has pointed out repeatedly that he helps this team in ways other than at the plate. And so maybe they'll stick with him for some time here. Ultimately, if they go because of position flexibility, even if it is a third baseman they trade for, it might move Baez to more reps in center field. And, you know, I mean, Baez and McKinstry are getting the most at bats at third base these days and on the roster, and Cole Keith can play there as well. So, and he's just tearing the cover off the baseball, but the trickle down effect's probably that. Now, bullpen makes sense. Hey,
You asked how long does Parker Meadows have?
Yeah.
16 games.
Is that what, that's what it is before the trade deadline. Yeah. Hey, I want to throw something out there.
Oh,
was anybody at the Mud Hens game last night? Was anybody out there at the Mud Hens game last night? Did you see what happened in the Mudhens game last night by chance?
I just saw a box score.
Okay. I don't want you to look it up. I want your natural reaction. Somebody did something three times in the Mudhens game last night, and I don't know if I've ever heard of this. If you were there and saw it live, call us up. If nobody was there, that's fine. I'll just tell you what happened. But I want to know somebody who saw it live. Somebody did something three times. But I'm not sure I've ever seen it in a baseball game. We'll get to that today at 11:33. If you were there, let us know. And more of your phone calls coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.